You're listening to The Capital Minute, where we are teaching citizens about God and government minutes at a time. And we are joined today with Pastor Perry Gauthier talking about prime ministers and big bazookas. One thing I really like about your approach is that you mix history not just from the Bible, but from the last couple of centuries as well. And I know you're going to get into that today. So speaking of bazookas, that brings to mind bazooka bubblegum from my childhood. Because the most exciting part of it was the cartoon. Not the stuff inside, but the cartoon. And I don't remember what was on them. I just know at the time that was exciting. But I'm guessing that's not where you're going with the use of the term bazooka today. Am I right?
There's a blast from the past, but bazooka bubblegum is a treat for a little kid, and comics are, you know, to give us a chuckle. But I'll tell you what, the big bazookas in the title of this podcast is really about government's civil lethal power. So it's actually not a laughing matter. It's a very serious and powerful thing. And warfare and criminal punishment and the policing of evil, that's not kids' play. That is for men. You wouldn't send a little kid with his bubble gum. There's a saying, you don't send a man with a knife to a gunfight. Well, you don't send a little kid with bubble gum into war. And government has that power. That's a little refreshment from previous podcasts where we talk about government's duty as an avenger of God's wrath on earth. So they have the sword, they bear it not for nothing, and they have lethal power, whether that's warfare or the power of the police or U.S. Marshals or whatever arm of government has to wield a wrath-giving power on earth. That's really serious stuff. But if we're talking about prime ministers and big bazookas, let me read Romans 13, especially verse 4 to you, and we'll get our context. So this important seven verses, Romans 13, 1 through 7, talk about every person being in subjection to governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, Romans 13, 1. And those which exist are established by God. Verse 2, therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. That means there'll be punishment. Verse 4 goes on to say, for civil government is a minister of God to you for good. Again, civil government is a minister of God to you for good. If you do what is evil, be afraid, be very afraid, because government is, at the end of verse 4, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who has a practice of evil. So this is that classic verse, Romans 13, 4, talking about government, not only as a wrath-bringing avenger on earth, but as a minister of God to you for good. I want to unpack that phrase briefly here. It is so interesting to me that Paul calls the government leaders ministers. You know, you've heard of the prime minister in Great Britain. I mean, that's the guy or the gal at the top. You know, in the case of Winston Churchill, it was a man. And in the case of Margaret Thatcher, it was a woman. So in Great Britain, serving parallel and in some ways more powerfully than the Queen of England is the prime minister. Well, that's a governmental spot. And they get their term minister from this very verse. Civil government is a minister of God to you for good. Let's look at the etymology. Let's look at the word origin of the minister. In the Greek New Testament, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the New Testament was written in Greek. In the Greek New Testament, in the inspired text here, the word minister of God is the Greek word diakonos. Diakonos. That's where we get our English word deacon. So we think of deacons who are servants in leadership in the church. Same word, same idea. So it's interesting in Bible study with elected officials over the last 10 to 14 years, I have said to them, Madam, sir, do you see yourself as a minister of God? And so often they don't because they haven't had this passage explained to them. So the Greek word diakonos comes from two words in Greek, dia, which means through, like a diagonal goes through the angles in a box, and the word conus, which is dust. So diakonos is the one who goes through the dust. It's speaking of a lowly servant in biblical times in dry Israel, which is the scene of most of the Bible. And you walked everywhere. There were not Humvees yet, and there were not automobiles. You walked everywhere. And so the servant would be walking through the dust, running here, running there, to and fro, through the dust, out in the dusty, dry climate of Israel and the Holy Land. And really, the whole Mideast is quite dry and dusty. So through the dust, diakonos, a deacon. A deacon is a servant who serves in a humble way, doing the will of the master. There's a saying I recently heard on talk radio that in the Jewish tradition, people say that you should follow your rabbi so close that you are covered in his dust. I thought, that's neat. That's neat. The idea is this, you know, like the disciples of Christ, they followed after Jesus, the itinerant preacher. So they walked to Galilee, they walked in Nazareth, they walked to Jerusalem. They're walking all over the place. And in John 13, there was the famous foot washing to get all that dust off their feet before dinner, the Last Supper. And so you've got this, follow your rabbi teacher through the dust. And you're so close to him that even his dust kicks up and covers you. Well, that's a great definition of a servant of the Lord. Follow close. Now back to diakonos, government being a deacon, a minister of God to you. What's that mean? Well, just to recap as we bring this in for a landing, it means that government is to be a servant, but not a servant to replace the church, not a servant to replace the family or marriage or to replace the institution of commerce. Government is to be a servant to punish evil. Government moralizes the culture using legal force. That's what governments do. And this service is quite an important service to the citizen of planet Earth, to someone living in some land with borders under a government. It is so important that the government be good and fair and right with their use of lethal power. Big bazookas, that's some serious stuff. So when government pulls triggers and locks handcuffs and shuts patrol car doors and slams prisons shut, or when a torpedo is launched in warfare. These are serious, serious things. Did you realize, oh safe citizen, that the safety comes from government's service, diakonos? Government serves its citizenry by punishing evil. There's a saying that we can sleep safely in our beds at night because rough men stand ready to visit violence in the night. So government stands watch. It is ready to punish evil so there can be domestic tranquility, so people can be at peace, because sometimes culture can go crazy with mobs, with rioting, with anarchy. And I fear we might see more violence, even in America, in days to come. So, prime ministers, government is a minister. You know, President number 43W, George W. Bush, I remember hearing him on TV one day, years ago, way back when he was in office. I remember hearing him saying, I am a public servant. I thought, wow, I didn't even really care about government back then or know hardly anything about it. But I thought, wow, that is pretty cool. Here's this guy who's like got the prime spot. He's the presidente. He sits in the highest office in the most powerful country in the world, and he's calling himself a servant. And he's saying that public service is an important work to do. He wasn't grandstanding. He wasn't crowing like a rooster saying, look how important I was. He says, I'm a public servant. Well, you know what? Servant is the word minister. It's the word deacon. Diakonos, go through the dust, do your work. Summarizing, government has a prime spot of service in God's economy. According to Romans 13:4, government is a minister, a servant deacon, for you who are in culture, for good. It avenges evil using wrath in the name of God Almighty, who wants civility on planet Earth. Prime ministers, big bazookas, important stuff. It is not child's play. This is Perry Gothier for the Capital Minute.
Our country is in dire needs, and the church is the answer. Would you help Capital Studies continue to speak the truth of Christ in the political realm by volunteering with us? We are asking God for skilled, responsible, and passionate workers in multiple areas to include in-office help in Lincoln, Nebraska, clerical, IT, and photography. Contact us now by emailing Perry@capitalstudies.org.